This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. If you think about it, Google, YouTube, and Facebook, they've become larger and more powerful than most governments of the world. And in terms of controlling what you see, what you're allowed to read, or what you're allowed to speak, they are dangerously powerful. They are now more powerful than the United States government or any other single government in the world. And more disturbingly, they are abusing that power. They're abusing that power to silence voices that they don't like. In other words, the censorship of YouTube, Google, Facebook, and Twitter is just completely out of control. It cannot be allowed to continue. We cannot live in a fair and free society if half the voices are absolutely censored, oppressed, and deplatformed. And, you know, you hear all these arguments say, well, they're a private company, they can do whatever they want. Well, except for they've become the monopoly platforms of public communication on the medium of the internet. And thus, they should be regulated like other public squares. They should not be allowed to discriminate against people's speech just because they don't like what that person is saying. So obviously we need new laws, but that seems to be unlikely to happen because, think about it, governments want independent voices censored just as much as corporations do. It's not just about censoring conservatives or libertarians, it's about censoring independent media. And it's independent media that the government can't control. So whether the government is run by Republicans or Democrats, both parties want to have corporations like YouTube and Google censoring independent voices so that there's no such thing as an independent journalist who can actually ask a tough question of a government bureaucrat or a president or a senator or a government regulator, such as the FDA for that matter. So censorship is in the interests of both the corporations as well as both political parties and the government itself. It's a way to consolidate power in the hands of the few and take away power from individual citizens. And that's the goal, of course, of every authoritarian organization. They don't want outsiders to be able to ask questions or speak. Now, this is building to a point of absolute insanity and really lawlessness and almost just criminality. I mean, it's a crime to take away the basic human right to speak, which is why we have a First Amendment. The First Amendment, of course, protects freedom of speech from government oppression, but it does not describe a protection of freedom of speech against corporate oppression. That couldn't have been imagined in the time of when that was written in the later half of the 1700s. They couldn't have imagined that a corporation would be more powerful than the government and that a corporation would control speech, even though that's exactly what has come to be now, 220 plus years later. So what's the solution now? I'll just say this. We either pass some laws and enforce a level playing field, or this is going to lead America into a civil war. And I've said this before, and there are some skeptics who say, no, there's no way there's going to be a civil war. People are too lazy. No one's going to be willing to pick up a gun and go fight against their enemy in a civil war. And maybe they're right, but I think the counter argument to that is, what will people do when you take away their First Amendment rights and you take away their Second Amendment rights and then you take away their right to vote in a fair and free election because you try to overthrow the person they voted for who won the White House? The radical left is just trying to overthrow the results of an election. So you're taking away democracy, and then you're taking away their speech, and then you're trying to take away their guns, and you're taking away their Fourth Amendment privacy protections because all these tech companies are spying on people. The list goes on and on. The violations of basic human dignity and basic protections are untenable at some point. And you got to ask the question, what option do people have left? And I'm asking this in a very serious way. When you take away the freedom to speak and the freedom to engage in public debate, and you take away the freedom of self-defense, and you just continue to smash or rip down all these freedoms, I think that sooner or later some people in the country are going to figure, well, they don't really have any option left other than to literally fight for their country or their freedom. I'm not advocating it. I'm not saying that that's what I'm going to do. I'm just saying I think that you're going to trigger that in some people, and that there will be a rising movement, in my prediction, this is my analysis, of people who say, what do we got left to lose? They won't let us have a democracy. Our votes don't count. Our voices aren't allowed to be heard. We can't share any of our articles or videos. We're deplatformed. We're silenced and oppressed and shamed and defamed and smeared and lied about. And they're taking away all our rights and freedoms and liberties. What else do we have to lose except just to stand up and say, enough is enough, and we're going to defend our country? That's when I think you're going to get people that are going to have armed raids on the headquarters of Google and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. And that's something that Milo Yiannopoulos predicted. And I think his prediction is accurate. If it continues to go in the direction of more censorship. Again, I'm not advocating it, but I am predicting it. Because that's where Google and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, that's where they're driving this. It's almost like they want it, really. They want to start a civil war. They want to be targeted. They want to have their employees gunned down, because then they can use that to justify their bans, you see. Make no mistake, they understand the long game here, and they want to play the victim. While they're destroying your free speech and taking away your guns and your rights and freedoms, they want to play the victim, and they want to evoke a violent response from some group that is being censored. And in fact, part of it's already happened. We already had that crazy California gal, that yoga lady who took a gun and went in and started shooting YouTube employees on the YouTube campus. Remember that? So it has already begun, actually. This isn't really a prediction. This is actually just describing what's happening now. And the other thing is, I think through all this aggressive censorship and this deliberate targeting and oppression of conservatives and gun owners, for example, that's being pursued by Google, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, I think that these evil corporations are making sure that their headquarters buildings or campus buildings literally become the number one targets of civil war, you know, groups in a civil war who are trying to restore freedom of speech in America. And again, I'm not advocating any violence against these companies, of course. I'm just analyzing it and saying that clearly, if you're going to restore freedom of speech in America and you have a civil war, and society has broken down to the point of just runaway violence, then, I mean, ask yourself, what organizations would be targeted by the pro-constitutional groups that are trying to protect and defend their country against these evil corporations that are literally trampling, well, not literally, I mean, metaphorically trampling all over the First and Second Amendment and trying to destroy your right to speak? You know, who's going to be at the top of that so-called target list if that happens? Again, I'm not endorsing it, not calling for it. I have to keep repeating that because people try to take my words out of context. This is a warning from me, because I don't want to see this happen. What I think is the answer, and this is why I'm doing this, I think you should build alternative platforms, which is what I'm doing. Real.video is an alternative platform. And instead of running in and bombing and shooting and killing people, you should just go move to a different platform. Exercise your free speech somewhere else and make YouTube increasingly irrelevant. That's the solution that I endorse. That's the solution that I am pursuing with action and financial investment. But I'm, in essence, unusually blessed in the ability to, you know, to have the money and to have the know-how, the technical knowledge, project management, all these things where I can do that. Most people don't have access to that process. And they may decide that their only remaining option is to pick up a rifle and, you know, grab 10 buddies, let's say, and march into a place like a YouTube headquarters and literally start killing everybody in sight. I don't endorse it. I wouldn't join that parade. I wouldn't do that myself. But there might be people who will. And they're being driven to that by the extreme censorship. So there you go. There's my analysis of how this censorship could lead to violence or civil war, actual warfare that targets the headquarters of these tech giants, and where you have these employees who, frankly, are, let's face it, they are evil, horrible people. You know, if you work for YouTube, if you work for Google, you are an evil person. You are destroying human knowledge and human freedom. You're basically working for a Nazi fascist kind of organization. And I think you probably have forfeited your right to participate in a free society. But it doesn't mean that I want to see you killed. Other people might disagree. They might want to see people like that killed. Sadly, that's where YouTube is pushing this toward. So I hope it doesn't come down to that. I really hope that this gets resolved peacefully and we end up with a fair and free society where everyone can express their freedom of speech. But I suspect that's not the outcome we're looking at. I suspect that the radical left, the corrupt FBI, the lawlessness of the criminal left, the corruption, the fraud, the just runaway lawlessness and hatred and intolerance of the left knows no bounds at this point, and they will not stop until they have censored and suppressed every voice that they don't like to the point where they want to enslave everyone and install an authoritarian, fascist, / communist regime where they take away all your guns, they destroy your right to speak, and they launch prison gulag systems like you see in China and North Korea, and they just round up everybody they don't like and throw them in the gulags. Well, I will tell you this, even though I'm not interested in, you know, joining some kind of violent armed assault on a YouTube headquarters, if they come for me to take my guns away, you can bet that I'm going to stand up for my constitutional rights. Have no hesitation about that. And there are probably tens of millions of people like me who feel the same way. We're not going to go out and initiate violence, but if someone brings violence to our door, then they're going to have to weigh very carefully the outcome that they are facing, because we are not going to be enslaved. We are not going to give up our Second Amendment rights, and frankly, we're not going to give up our free speech rights either. That's why I demand, well, maybe demand is not the right word. I just say, look, we're going to have our own platforms. We're going to defend our Second Amendment rights. We're going to defend our First Amendment. And we are going to fight to defend our nation in the online world by exercising our freedom to think and speak and engage in debate and engage in rationality and reason and demand that others abide by the laws of the land so that we can have a peaceful, fair, and just society. That's what our solution is, those of us who are peaceful patriots, you might say. I'm a peaceful patriot. But even peaceful patriots, you try to commit violence against us on our person. You try to come after us. You try to come to our homes and our ranches and take away our freedoms. You're going to find out that peaceful patriots are very willing to defend their life and liberty with whatever legal tools are available to them. And that's a very true statement that people need to take seriously. So you can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. And most importantly, check out real.video. Sign up there if you'd like to request a content channel. We are a firearms-friendly video community. We also are friendly to cannabis, CBD, natural medicine, herbal medicine, natural cures, all of those kinds of topics. So if you want to be a free person, join real.video. If you want to be a slave, keep using YouTube. Or better yet, work for YouTube. Just join the fascist Nazi video regime and wait for YouTube to get you into an actual shooting war with some violent people who have just decided that they have no other options left, because that's where it's headed, sadly. I don't want to see it happen, but that's where it seems to be headed. yeah, crazy, crazy times. Be safe, everybody. Follow the laws, be safe, call for peace, and be ready to defend yourself, because the left is insane. The left is violent, the left is lawless, the left is run by tyrants and authoritarians. They have no tolerance for you to live in a free country.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, MAGA. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Rangers store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.